With society's endless expectations upon you and mental health and anxiety issues on the rise, finding your true authentic self can be challenging. Being your true self is a key and never a mistake, because you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically. Join Dr. Kim R. Grimes as she creates a safe space and initiates influential conversations about you being you. Listen to discussions featuring step-by-step guides, techniques, and principles that you can sink your teeth into about uncovering your greatness, triggering a mindset shift, and living beyond your limiting beliefs. The time to connect with who you were created to be and fall madly, in love with you starts now. Here's your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes.
Hello, 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 yay you family. Welcome back to another episode of You Are You Unapologetically. Words just cannot express my gratitude for the support, because it's been off the chain. Thank you. Thank you again and again and again. I know your time is precious, and I am so grateful that you spend it with us. We're so honored and grateful. Now, you guys know how we do things around here. Well, we are changing our format. But before I tell you about our exciting new format, let me share with you the current format. And it's just for those who may be their first time checking us out. Instead of having an individual guest come on and discuss a topic, we have brought on multiple guests to discuss the same topic. We call it a topic series because we believe that we all have different perspectives and experiences, and we did it for diversity. Point blank, that's it. That's why we did it. But really, we were really hoping that someone or one of our guests' perspective or situation will align with yours, because we want to provide support in some kind of way. And so in our last 7 episodes, and really it was 6 with the guests, one I did an introduction, like I'm going to be doing with our next topic, we discussed a great topic on the weight of your words. And we know the topic generated amazing conversation with our guests and our listeners, both on and offline. So we were blessed, like I said, with 6 different guests who brought their own different perspective on this topic. And so I want to just give a quick review of what they were. Well, let me just say, all of our guests are phenomenal and wonderful, and we're just so grateful that they come on and really give their time and then share their insight and their wisdom. So with Samukai Sonor, please forgive me if I mess up your name. It's not my intention. His topic and what he discussed was the weight of our words, how they make you or break you. And then with Kate Butler, we had the weight of your words, being mindful of the things we say. With Ian Chi, the power of words, how heavy are the words you speak. And with Omozua Isirama, but her topic was emotional mastery, taming the inner mind chihuahua. With Mary Beth Decker, we discussed and we talked about the impact of words spoken to us, at us, and over us. And then with Matthew Brackett, the great power of words. So please join me in taking a moment to thank all of our podcast guests from the last 6 episodes. Yay! I also want to continue to thank all of our guests, every last guest that we had that joined us way back, that started with us from episode number 1. No doubt. We're grateful for them. And without them, we couldn't do what we do. So we know we're changing lives at Yay You. You are you unapologetically. And it could not happen, like I said, without our listeners, our audience, and our guests. Now, let's talk about the change that I mentioned earlier. You guys, we all know, and if you don't, change is good. Some people I know that don't like change, but it's okay. Change is good. Change says growth. It says growth, and it speaks to your growth. And that is what we all want, right? We want growth. We want to grow. We don't want to be stagnant and not growing at all. And anyway, it's growth. So our new format, well, actually, it's not really entirely different, not a whole lot. We will still come up with a topic and invite multiple guests to join us in dialogue, and we will still have topic series. But instead of one guest per episode speaking, we will have 3 to 4 guests per episode. Yes. For each episode, you will hear from 3 to 4 guests speaking on the same topic. This allows us to get more guests on the show and to share their insight on more and more topics. How exciting! I'm excited. I hope you're excited. I hope you're excited. Just excited as I am. Well, we will always, like I said, do our topics, and I will always come in and do an intro of the topic as a change, because we're doing topic series. And so when we move on to another topic, I will come in and introduce that topic. And then it will be either me solo or it will be combined with the guest episode. So I wanted to share that as well. And of course, it is that time to introduce our new topic series, our new topic for the discussion at Yay You. Okay. So for the next episode, please be sure to join me and to join our guests as we go into an in-depth exploration of a topic that is so fundamental to our human experience, which reveals our true greatness. You guys know I'm always talking about greatness because I believe each and every one of us, we're great. So this topic, a topic that is not just anyone can explore, right? It's not for the faint-hearted or light-hearted as well. But anyway, for this topic, it takes courage and honesty to go on this journey. I said courage and honesty. So this journey is all about identifying first, then embracing your flaw. Identifying first and then embracing your flaws. That's it. Embracing your flaws. So join me as we take a deep dive into this subject, because it's a journey worth investing your time in. Believe me when I say. But before we dive deeper into this topic, allow me to provide clarity. You guys, you know I like clarity, right? Allow me to clarify on what I mean by flaws. So I want to give a definition of what flaws are, so we're all on the same sheet of music. Flaws are the imperfections, the quirks, the idiosyncrasies, and the unique qualities that make each of us who we are. Unique qualities that make you you. They can be physical, emotional, or relational to our personality trait. Our flaws are aspects of ourselves that we often, listen to me, perceive as undesirable. My flaws are aspects of myself. And there are times that I have perceived them as undesirable. I didn't want to share them. I don't want nobody to know about my flaws. They're my flaws. It's like opening up my dirty panty drawer, right? And looking in, right? Even though I don't have one, I throw all my dirty panties in the dirt clothes. Anyway, despite the beauty and richness that our flaws actually bring and contribute to our lives, nevertheless, we live and work in a society that often bombard us in unrealistic ideals of perfection. Oh my gosh, how many people have you met that their lives is surrounded about being perfect? They just want to be perfect. And so at times, each of us experience immense pressure to fit in certain molds or to be like certain people. These ideas can create a sense of shame or inadequacy regarding our own flaws and lead you and me to believe that our flaws are something to be ashamed of, something that we should not be aware of, let alone talk about. But are our flaws really something we should be ashamed of? Are you ashamed of your flaws? And if so, why? Embracing my flaws, to me, means accepting my imperfections and my vulnerability without judgment of myself, without condemning myself, and without being ashamed of who I am and the quirky things that I do. That's right. There shouldn't be any shame whatsoever involved. Embracing your flaws and embracing my flaws is crucial to personal development. It's crucial to my personal development and my personal growth because it allows me to let go of unrealistic expectations that I often place on myself. See, when you embrace your flaws, you can tap into the true you, tap into your true potentials. When I embrace my flaws, I'm tapping into my true potential and experience genuine self-acceptance and genuine self-love, which is the foundation of my personal growth and happiness. That's the foundation, genuine self-acceptance and self-love. So embracing my flaws is not just about accepting them. It's about celebrating them. I celebrate my flaws. You should celebrate yours too. It is about recognizing that my imperfections are what makes me human, what makes me unique, what makes me relatable. Yes, when we recognize our imperfections, we are recognizing those things that make us us, that make you you, and make me myself, right? It makes us human. It really, really does. So let me say this. No more feeling shame about your flaws. No more. But are you wondering why I'm embarking on this? Are you wondering why embracing our flaws, your flaws, my flaws, our flaws is essential? I bet you are. Are you asking yourself, what is so important about this journey, right? This journey is very important because it leads to self-acceptance and self-love. And that is what shows up when you embrace your flaws. So let me start by saying, embracing your flaws allows you to become a more authentic version of you. It allows me to become me. And so that's why we have this podcast, You Are You Unapologetically. We want to give you tools, techniques, so that you can be you. If you want to be fake, stop listening now. Just stop. Because being fake is not what we do here. It's not what our podcast is all about. You Are You Unapologetically. That's not what it's about. It's not about being fake. See, when you accept your flaws, you no longer feel the need to hide behind masks. So there's an exercise that I do when I do my in-person workshops, and I show people how they take on and off their mask, right? So when we accept our flaws, we no longer feel that we have to hide behind a mask or pretend to be someone that we're not. So I want to make a point here as well to say, I know and I truly understand that accepting flaws can be difficult for many people. And there are a variety of reasons why. And we get it. I understand. I just want to share a few so that you guys know that we understand. Like, I get it. Because for some people, they may feel that admitting their flaws, I keep saying flaws, right? Like falls, but you guys get what I'm saying. Admitting flaws will prevent them from being accepted personally and professionally. Some people feel that way. And so we want to respect that. And many cultures don't reward failures and see it as a negative trait. So our flaws is seen as a negative trait. So cultures have been taught, don't honor your flaws. People may fear that treating themselves too kindly will cause their flaws to get worse. And some people may have fragile egos and brittle self-esteem, right? And so it may be difficult for them to embrace their flaws. And then there are some people who may receive messages from the media or from their family, from people in their lives, such as teachers or religious teachers, that imply that accepting your flaws make you inferior. Well, I want to say this. He looked beyond my faults and saw my needs. I found that in Isaiah 64, verse 6. And in 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, in this particular verse, you see Paul quoting Jesus saying, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Paul is pointing out that God is strong and can overcome our weaknesses. See, our imperfections can also bring us closer to God, closer to others, especially to those we might look down upon because of their flaws and their weaknesses. I always like to support my content with scriptures because I'm a Jesus follower. And that's what Jesus followers do. And so the concept of embracing my flaws means to me personally, it means embracing me, not just a little bit of me, but all of me, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Yes, we all have ugly in us, right? We all do. By embracing my flaws, it helps me to see my ugly more clearer. No, in no way am I saying or am I calling myself ugly. No, that's not what I'm doing. So don't get it twisted. But like I said, I have ugly in me. You have ugly in you. We all do. So how does embracing my flaws impact my life? So I want to be specific and share a flaw of mine and how I learned to embrace it. I am infamous. And when I say infamous for pronouncing words wrong, and at first I was self-conscious about it. And there are times when, especially I remember in grade school, I wouldn't get up and read because of the fear of one, not reading accurately, right? But then two, mispronouncing the word and having everyone laugh at me. And so that is something that I've always done. And so I learned how to embrace it. And when I do, like, I'll say something incorrectly. I'll say the word incorrectly, but the way I'm saying it, I'm believing I'm saying it right. And so I'm good at this. I'm telling you, I do it all the time. And so I'm saying it, like I said, as if I have the word correct. Right? That's my belief until someone tells me that it's wrong or I'm saying it incorrectly. And so I'm infamous for that. I do it all the time. And so I'm no longer ashamed of it. Oh, no, not at all. And I'm like, oh, I said that wrong? Oh, my bad, right? Like, okay, what's the correct way of pronouncing it? And my husband is very, very good. He loves me so much. He helps me tremendously in this area. And so, and like I said, there's no shame at all. The other thing I do is I'm horrible at pronouncing names accurately. And so what I do with that, I'm big on names. See, because you can't mess up my name. My name is Kim. You cannot mess up my name. I'm not Kimberly. I'm just Kim. Just Kim. And so I don't do it intentionally. I'll ask you your name and I am intentional about getting it accurate, right? Saying it correctly. I'll say it over and over and over until I get it correct, because that's another quirk of mine, or a flaw. That's the word, because that's what we're talking about, right? So I also want to talk about, there are some misconceptions that people have about embracing flaws. So they don't think it's something that we should do, but I disagree, because embracing your flaws can have many benefits. And I just want to name a few, such as improve your self-esteem. You'll be less judgmental with people, more resilient, more focused, deeper connections, and more understanding. And so improving of your self-esteem, when you embrace your flaws, you realize that you are still a whole person, which improves your self-esteem. When you accept that your flaws are a normal part of life, you become less judgmental and ego-driven. Accepting flaws can make you more resilient and grounded, because you know these are the things that are unique about you that set you aside. And we may not want to shine a light on it, but it's still a part of you. And when you accept it, you'll become more resilient. When you accept who you are, you can focus your energy on what you want to achieve in life. So it makes you more focused. Accepting your flaws, you're more focused. You won't find yourself bent on, oh gosh, I do this wrong, or I know I'm gonna get this wrong. It helps with deeper connections. When you embrace your flaws, you will connect with people, but it will be on a more deeper level, because you'll find people who can connect with you. They may have the same flaws or similar flaws, right? And so you're connecting at a deeper level. And when you embrace your flaws, you can learn and grow from them. That's what's more, and gives you a better understanding of you and who you are, which makes you more humble and compassionate. So I want to say self-awareness, I want to say that is the first step in embracing flaws. You have to know who you are, or be aware of the things that you do. And so I just want to share this one technique that I used on me to help me not only uncover my greatness, but also it helped me to become aware of my flaws and own them, aware of my imperfections and love them. And so this exercise is called Path to Greatness. And so I know I introduced this before in an episode, probably maybe a year ago, but here's a technique that will really help you, like I said, not only uncover, acknowledge, and live in your greatness, but it's going to also help you identify and become aware of your imperfections as well. And so again, it's called Path to Greatness. It's a two-step exercise. Let me just say, it's a simple exercise, but it's difficult. Why is it difficult? It's difficult because we struggle. We struggle looking on the inside. We are so afraid to look on the inside of ourselves. We're so afraid. I meet so many people who run from who they are because they don't want to look at or venture on the inside. Well, Path to Greatness, this exercise calls you to do that. So let me tell you what it entails. You're going to ask yourself, and you're going to answer questions. And I'm going to give you the questions, but you're going to do this for 7 days without duplicating any answers. You're going to write down your answers. Get yourself a little notebook or in your journal. Make sure you write down your answers, but you can't have any duplications. There's no duplications whatsoever. And every day after you say the question, after you find the answer to the question, you're going to go in front of a mirror and you're going to speak the question out loud in front of the mirror every day. Now, you do not want to miss this vital step. And that vital step is the mirror work. You need to do the mirror work. Now, if you miss a day of answering the questions, you have to double up. right, on the next day. Now, if 2 days go by, meaning you miss 2 days, then you're going to have to triple up on the next day or split it between one day, double up, another day, double up, right? But you have to catch up. And so after 7 days, you should have seven sets of answers for these questions that I am about to share with you. You cannot get any help from anyone. Your parents can't help you. Your children can't help you. Your siblings can't help you. Your colleagues can't help you. Your spouse can't help you. You cannot get any help. This is all self-work, meaning you have to do it yourself. Get it? Clear. All right. With that, I want to share with you the four questions. Now, I did not come up with these questions. I actually read these questions in the book. And I think the book was called No Matter What by Lisa Nichols. And I just used the same questions, but I created this exercise for me. And so here are the questions. What I like about myself is, what I appreciate about myself is, what I love about myself is, and what I admire about myself is. And I'm doing the little fingers things that I'm not even keeping up. So like, appreciate, love, admire. I call it la-las. A lot of you know that I put a title to this, la-la, like, appreciate, love, admire. So if you can't remember, think la-la, like, appreciate, love, admire. And it doesn't matter the order. So it doesn't have to be in that order, but just, I'm just saying la-la for you to be able to remember it. And so giving you an example of what your work will be. And again, this is a tool, a technique that I want you to do to help you not only uncover your greatness, but it's going to help you identify your flaws, right? So what it looks like is this. What I like about myself is that I am brilliant. What I appreciate about myself is that I have tenacity. What I love about myself is my cocoa brown skin. What I admire about myself are my big brown eyes. And so you have to answer these four questions every day. You're going to write them down in your journal. You're then going to take your journal and you're going to stand in front of the mirror and you're going to read the question out loud with your answer. What I like about myself is that I am determined. What I appreciate about myself is that I can get along with anyone. What I love about myself is that, you know what? I love to support people. And what I admire about myself is that I don't give up. And so these are answers that I have written down about myself and that I have done this enough times that I can just lay them out and share them. And literally, I can do that for the rest of the episode, but I don't want to bore you. So that's the technique. Now, to make it challenging, I said to do that for 7 days. I said it was two steps. The first step is the first 7 days. The second step, or step two, is that you're going to continue to do it for another 7 days. So it's going to be a combination of 14 days. Now, you can't have any repeats on the first week, but the second week, you can repeat just one answer. For example, if in the previous week you said, what I love about myself are my eyes, right? Then the second week during step two, then you can say, you can repeat that, but you can't say love. You can say, what I admire about myself are my eyes. What I appreciate about myself are my eyes. So you can use it that way. So here's a 2 week technique that will help you uncover, acknowledge, own, and live in your greatness. But it will also help you to recognize your imperfections, right? As you write down these things and do these, this exercise, you're going to doubt your abilities. You're going to say, oh, no, I'm not good over here. Oh, no, I can't do this. That's your imperfection. It's going to come up. And so I want to say, after doing this exercise for 2 weeks, right, you will uncover your greatness, but you will become aware of your imperfections and your flaws. And so when we handle our flaws, when you handle your flaws, you will become flawsome. Flawsome. See, I'm flawsome. Let me share what that means. I actually ran across it on the internet and I was like, oh, wow, that is so great. Flawsome is an adjective. The definition says it's an individual who embraces their flaws and know that they're awesome regardless. Flawsome. Embracing our flaws makes us flawsome. Embrace your flaws. Embracing your flaws can also make you a nicer friend, a nicer colleague, right? A nicer coworker or family member. You may be less likely to criticize and judge others, which can make your relationship calmer and more rewarding, right? So another way to embracing our flaws is to shift our perspective on how we perceive ourselves. Shift your perspective on how you perceive yourself. Instead of viewing yourself as lacking in certain areas, you can start to see yourself as a whole being, right? Accepting flaws can be a painful process. And I said it was difficult, right, at first, because some people have a difficult time accepting it, but it can also have benefits. It can also bring happiness, key to your happiness, key to your growth. It allows people to be genuine, authentic, and honest. So there's benefits in embracing your flaws. When we admit them, we show our vulnerability. We show our vulnerability. We'll make people like us more, right? Why? Because they can relate to our vulnerabilities. They can relate to what we're sharing, what we're telling, what our flaws are. They'll say, oh, my goodness, I'm like that as well. So it's important to understand that flaws are subjective and culturally influenced. It's so important to understand that. And so what am I saying? One person may see your flaw as a flaw or a negative thing, where someone else may find it endearing. And so we cannot continue to judge ourselves, condemn ourselves, make ourselves feel or realize that we're not worthy or we're not good enough because of some of the things that we do, right? We want to and we should embrace our flaws. And so the next episode, I'm bringing on guests that will share some insightful, I want to say insight, but juicy tidbits on how they embrace their fall, but flaws as well. But I want you guys to know we have to embrace our flaws because it's so easy. It's so easy to lose yourself in today's clashing ideas and conflicting beliefs. And we're flooded with information, like over the place, not to mention society's rigid expectations and endless opinions that land in our lap. And it makes self-appreciation feel like, it's such a heavy lift. And when we feel this way, majority of times, or most of us, we push it down, or we dumb down, or we hide who we really are, or we just find ourselves just nodding and just going with the flow. But what I need you to understand is that you are you, unapologetically, and that means being true to who you are and who you were created to be, and not allowing people's opinions to affect how you show up in life. Do not allow people's opinions to affect how you show up in life. You have no time. I have no time to be intimidated by the presence of others, because people are going to talk about us regardless. So we just let them talk, but don't be intimidated by it. When you show up without pretense, when you show up embracing your flaws, when you show up without hesitation, recognizing your flaws, right? Recognizing those things, your quirks, the world can't dull your glamour. They can't, no matter how hard they try, they can't. And most importantly, when you show up like that, You will be inspired to shine your light, and you'll inspire others to shine their light and help them to tap into their own brilliance. So at You Are You Unapologetically, we are here to put an end to disparaging mindsets and to begin to own our authentic self. That's why this podcast exists. So here's what I want you guys to do. I want you to join me on every possible episode you can, where we create a safe space and we initiate influential conversations about being you, because we realize that it's hard. The world makes it so hard for us to be ourselves. And then we have our own ego, right? That gets in the way. And so we have a lot of things against us. And so what I want you to do is I want you to know that you are you unapologetically, and that no one, absolutely no one, is better at being you than you. I dare you. I dare you to find someone who can do you better. I dare you. Let's just say I know no one is better at being me than me. And so that's why I do me the way I do me. That's why I show up. That's why I embrace my flaws. I embrace them, because embracing my flaws, embracing that I'm loud and I'm proud, embracing that I talk fast, embracing that I mispronounce words on the regular and chop up names on the regular, right? Embracing all of that, because when I do that, I am me unapologetically, and no one can be better at being me. No one. They're not out there. So please join me on the next episode, where we will go into a deep discussion with our guests about embracing your flaws. That's it for now. Thank you, guys. Thank you for hanging in here with me. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode. May this transformational discussion shift your mindset so you can live in possibility, so you can step higher in your greatness and stand bolder in your brilliance. Do not wait another minute. Start now to uncover your greatness and begin to fall madly in love with you. The journey to unleashing and owning your true self doesn't end here. Be sure to subscribe to the show at KimRGrimes.com. Leave a rating and gear up for more conversations like this one. See you on the next episode. And remember, you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically.